I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show, everybody, here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Bergen Nolan with you as always, and great to be back for another week. And the same old every week or whatever, and I'm getting tired of hearing about it from me, probably, but the reality is another jam-packed full week, and probably another time where Nolan and I might not be able to make it through everything on this episode, but we're certainly going to try our best because we know you expect it from us, and as we always say, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. That is why we're here. That is why the nation is here. We love having you be a part of the nation wherever you are listening from around the world. It doesn't matter if you're on the Armed Forces Network, Sports Byline Network, Sirius XM, hey, the podcast listening platform. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Turn back the clock, as Nolan says, with Clayton Kershaw clinching the playoffs, eight or nine, I think it is, in the last nine. Ridiculous. It goes on and on. The Jays, all of a sudden, still don't like the way their lineup's heading overall or whatever, and that other than unbelievable Bo Bichette going off for player of the week, probably player of the month if it was right now. And even if he goes zero, probably the rest of the way, he still gets player of the month. Driving that offensive juggernaut over the last week, but the pitching settled down. Hey, they're leading that American League wild card. So again, just so many variables to go on, so many things to talk about. Before we get going with it, hey, make sure you subscribe to us on Instagram, Facebook, please, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, to follow along with the podcast, the videos, the other things. You can find our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on YouTube. Go back, look at the videos, see new ones, get notifications for new and upcoming videos. We got more coming down the pipeline. We're always excited, and you never know what's going to come with it. So, hey, that's what it's all about, Dirtbags. I'm fired up, and I'm going to go off the MLB trip at some point tonight and get talking about amateur baseball because, again, I am fired up. And this is something, a common theme recurring all the time for me personally. So, but again, hey, we're going to come right back here. We're going to get after it. No one's going to lead us off like he always does. So in the meantime, get that favorite drink, settle into that favorite chair, get yourself ready because we're going to get after it and get dirty. We'll be right back here in a minute.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one, which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness, antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and 2-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year, go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And like I said before the break, it's jam-packed. So, Nolan, we don't have time to waste. We got to get after it, brother. Where do you want to go?
Start out NL East, Sandy Alcantara. I mean, for most part of the season, he's been the front runner for the NL Cy Young Award. I mean, obviously, over the past month, basically, his ERA has risen quite a bit. Went from a 1.97 up to a 2.43, but became the seventh pitcher in Marlins history to throw back-to-back 200-inning seasons. I mean, the guy, he's been automatic pretty much all year. Obviously, the ace of the Marlins. He's a guy that you can build your staff around very easily. I mean, he's just a dude. He obviously leads the MLB for complete games this year. I mean, threw another gem there the other night against the Philadelphia Phillies. Unfortunately, took a tough loss in a 2-1 game. But, I mean, what can you say about the guy? All year, he's been automatic. I mean, to me, he's still going to be the NL Cy Young, in my opinion. Just because of the dominance that he's had pretty much all year.
Yeah, like you said, right? 200 innings. That's what you're looking for out of your ace. That means that, hey, you're having quality starts. You're giving your team a chance to win every time you're on the bump. Two times in a row, ties up another six, like you said. Hey, you're getting it done. And that guy's just getting started, too. You know, he's a great big, strong horse of a young-looking pitcher. To me, he throws well. I mean, obviously, I mean, the numbers are there. So, but he just throws clean, easy gas, clean, easy electric stuff coming out of his hands. He's going to be a good one. And you're right on. I mean, he's got to be right there for NL Cy Young this year.
Then we got Framber Valdez. I mean, 24 consecutive quality starts. Like, that is just unheard of. Obviously, he's in a class of his own right now in terms of what he's doing every night, or, well, every time he pitches, given the Astros. 6-plus innings, 3 earned runs or less. I mean, that guy, he's definitely keeping his team in every single game that he's been pitching all year. And, I mean, he's chasing the all-time record. I think the all-time record is 26. He's just been automatic all year for the Astros.
Well, we're talking about something that doesn't seem to it, right? And substance to it. On the surface, people are like, well, what does that mean? What is that? You don't hear about him, so it must be a very big, reward, not a reward, but accomplishment, I guess, is what I'm looking for, right? Yeah. Exactly. But you know what, Nolan, dig a little deeper on what is really happening there. Like you said, you and I can't even describe that. The majority of baseball people out there can't even wrap their head around what this kid is doing. 24 consecutive. My God, man. That is unfathomable. What was it? Zach Gallen just got broke on the earned run, right? Giving up his earned run this week.
Yep.
That is crazy to throw up. What he ended up around 46 and change, 47 and change innings, I think. That's crazy in itself. But 24 consecutive starts. Quality starts. Oh, my God, man. That's throwing lights out. I can't wrap my head around that. That is amazing what that kid is doing down in Houston.
Yeah, and just what you said for the Zach Gallen thing, of course, go figure, where does he end up letting up the earned run? Coors Field. So, I mean, that's where a lot of pitching streaks go to die. But, I mean, yeah, Framber Valdez, obviously this year, he's been their number two for the most part. I mean, he's held down the fort. But guess who's coming back probably on Friday is what just came out. Justin Verlander. That's going to be their ace coming back.
Even hearing you say number two, let's be honest. If you're on any other rotation, you're throwing up 24 consecutive quality starts. You're not a number two.
That's a solid.
You are not a number two.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, he's a 1B. He's a very
Absolutely.
Solid 1B. Like, Verlander obviously is your 1A. He's your 1 on every staff. Like, the guy... I mean, he's still probably going to win AL Cy Young to me. Obviously, another guy that's in the race, he's coming back on Thursday, Shane McClanahan. Supposed to make his return from the IL tomorrow, obviously. He's a guy, obviously, in the hunt for the AL Cy Young as well. I just think he's been injured a little bit too long to win it this year, unfortunately. But, I mean, either way, he's like the pair of those guys coming back, that's huge boost for their team as they're entering the last couple of weeks. I don't know if they're going to have an innings limit for their first couple starts back. I'm assuming they probably will, just kind of get them ramped up for the playoffs. But I mean, when you're getting McClanahan and Justin Verlander back, like, those are two dudes that you need. Obviously, Verlander and the Astros, it's looking like right now they're going to be probably the one seed entering the playoffs, so they'll have the bye. But McClanahan, that's a guy that the Rays are going to need for that wild card series.
Hey, I know you are a must into the playoffs awards recipient guy. I know that. Don't sleep on voters voting for Ohtani as well. Because if you take out, forget about the fact they're not going to make it. He's hitting every night, plus pitching every fifth. And he's right there with the numbers too, man. And probably even with the strikeouts on both. Leading those two guys handedly with strikeouts. Okay, yeah, I wouldn't sleep on Ohtani in that Cy Young in the American League race either. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani's definitely going to be top five AL Cy Young. Like, no questions asked about that. The numbers that guy's done this year, it's literally, we say it anytime you want to talk about the guy. It's video game numbers. You're creating your guy on MLB The Show. There's no other way to describe it because no one has ever done the stuff that Ohtani has done. I don't know if we're ever going to see a guy do the stuff that Ohtani's doing. Like, it was funny. A couple weeks ago, all of a sudden, he sees, I remember watching the highlight of it. Clay Holmes throws him a sinker down and away. What was it, 100 miles an hour or something like that, 99 and change miles an hour. And Ohtani looks up at the scoreboard, kind of nods his head like, okay, I guess I can figure out how to do that too. And his next start, he goes out there and throws a 100-mile-an-hour sinker. And you're just like, dude, like that was a reliever throwing a 100-mile-an-hour sinker. You're a starter throwing a 100-mile-an-hour sinker. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. But, I mean, it's more commonplace nowadays that you see these guys all of a sudden. They can all touch 100. I mean, we were talking about Sandy Alcantara. He's throwing 98 and change mile-an-hour sinkers, 99-mile-an-hour sinkers. Like, it's becoming commonplace for all of a sudden these frontline ace starters – they all seem to just throw 95 plus. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. That's just the physicality, the shape, the pride, the respect for, you know, and the understanding of what their job is. So that's from talking to either great pitching coaches, great pitchers that are in the game now or past, using your network to understand truly what your job is. And it's not just throwing a ball every 5 days. It's what you do in season. That's a whole other conversation, Dirtbags, we're talking about right there. But that's what those guys, make no mistake about it. They're not just getting on the bump every 5 days and doing that stuff that no one's talking about. They're building themselves to be able to do that every 5 days. That's what no one's talking about.
And just sticking with the Angels, I mean, obviously, Mike Trout comes back off of the IL. No one knows exactly what he's going to be like. Obviously, his career was being threatened by a spinal injury. I don't know what to say about the dude, but he just went 7 straight games. Obviously, didn't get the 8 to tie the mark. But, I mean, still, 7 straight games with the bomb puts him up to 35. Like, there's a reason why he's the best player in the world. And, like, he's just automatic to watch him. But I want to jump across the coast. You got Aaron Judge, who is probably the second best player in the world. Goes 56-57 Tuesday night against the Boston Red Sox. I wouldn't be surprised if he hits 58 by the time our episode's done today on Wednesday. And I mean, it's one of those things where that guy, I mean, obviously he's chasing history. He's chasing the AL history or AL home run mark, chasing the right-handed home run mark by an AL player, chasing the Yankees home run mark. Like, I think he's going to do it. I mean, hell, a couple weeks ago, I didn't think he was going to do it, but that guy, he's the exact same boat as Trout. He can go 7 straight games with the bomb, no problem. And, I mean, he's got it started. Yeah. He's at 1 now.
He's locked in. He's locked in, and you know, Booney's got him hitting at the top of the lineup. So, hey, thanks. We got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to stay on both those guys with Nolan and you guys. So we'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags. Hey, I know I'm getting a little bit excited, a little bit fired up tonight or whatever and that, and the juices are running, so I'm going to try to dial it back a little bit or whatever and that, let you pick up my sound over here in France a little clearer than that first segment and stuff. Again, I'm just jacked tonight because of what's going on. So, like I was talking about before the break, Nolan was on about, you know, Trout. We're on about Judge. Let's stay on those guys and let's dig a little deeper with them. Like you said, Nolan or whatever, comes back, chronic back problems. Trout, we're talking about, comes back, chronic back problems, going to have the rest of his career, maybe the rest of his life. What, I think it was what? One or two games. Typical Trout, doesn't play any minor league rehab games, comes back one or two games, all of a sudden, home run. Home run, home run, seven in a row. I don't get disappointed, or I don't say it very often, but as I was thinking about this part of the conversation today, prepping for this episode, it hit me. And yeah, I'm a disappointed fan that Trout is out west, where it's tough to see him to begin with because of the West Coast games. Love him being an Angel. I really do love him being an Angel. There's something about that uniform with Mike Trout that fits for me personally. But super disappointed that we're talking about a guy that's into season 12 or 10, sorry. What, playoffs once for three games, quick in and out. It did hit me today that what a disappointment. What a disappointment for the baseball world at large. I know there's so many good players in the game right now. There really, truly is so many great players. Devastating to me that we're going to miss this guy being in the postseason all these years and potentially, very well potentially, forever. Trade him. For the love of God, trade him to a contender and get him in the playoffs, please. What are you thinking? Am I just off my marker? I don't know. What do you say?
No, it's happening this offseason. He's getting traded.
And
the reason why I say that, and I'm not trying to say like it's a definitive thing or anything like that, but I'm strongly of the belief that the Los Angeles Angels are going to have to go the same way as the Washington Nationals obviously had to this year, where they had to trade Juan Soto. Like, they just had to trade Juan Soto, so then that way, once the ownership comes in, like, the new ownership group comes in, they have a fresh book, clean slate, all right, here we go, we can build the team the way that we want to build it, we can budget it, yada, 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 do whatever they have to do financially in order to make sure that it's going to run well. Mike Trout, obviously, is owed a lot of money. The Angels are also trying to sell their team. So, to me, and the Angels have zero farm system. Like, their farm system might as well be the Pittsburgh Pirates MLB team. And that still might be, like, not even a good comparison. But I'm just saying, though, it's a bear cupboard out there in Los Angeles for their farm system. They have almost nobody. And anybody that they had to call them up in the past couple of years to basically fill out their major league roster. And to the most point, they haven't really panned out the way that they were kind of expecting. Like, Joe Adell, unfortunately, just hasn't been that guy. Like, Joe Adell, he's a quad A player right now to me. He hasn't proven anything at the major league level.
Jared Walsh did well last year,
yeah.
Subpar this year, and now he's on the IL. What? Maybe Brandon Marsh might be the best guy overall.
And he's not even there anymore. Even with him.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's in Philadelphia playing center field for them, for Mickey Moniak, who was another guy that Philadelphia just essentially looked to get rid of. I just don't know what the hell they're doing. So to me, it makes perfect sense. You trade Mike Trout, you got to eat some of the salary. Of course you have to, because Mike Trout's going to be, what, 32, 33 next year, 32 next year. He'll be 33 in August of next season. But like you said, I mean, he's got the back issues, still owed a ton of money, and that team is not going to compete at any point during the duration of his contract. Mark my words, they will not compete because it's a team that just runs a perfectly freaking great circle. They make the big offseason moves, and they do jack all with them by the time the trade deadline comes around. They're a team that's hovering around 500 at best, and they don't have anybody to trade in the minor league system. So it's like, what do you want us to do to try and make this a competitive team? So to me, that's why I'm saying Mike Trout, unfortunately for Angels fans, he's got to go. For the rest of the MLB world, it'll be a godsend to whoever, whatever team gets him. I mean, obviously, I'm hoping he comes to my Cardinals. I'd be a fool to say that if I'd be a fool not to say that, just because it's Mike Trout. Like, the guy, when he's on the field, when he's healthy, automatic. The Cardinals have a great farm system. They can trade a few pieces. They have the budget. They've proven that they've had the budget. Plus, you got Pujols, Yadier Molina, Adam Wainwright all coming off the books this year. Like, that's all of a sudden freeing up $25 million. Yes, I get it. Arenado's contract will kick in for $35 million, barring something surprising of him opting out, which I can't see that happening. Goldschmidt, for another 2 years, is owed, what, close to $30 million? Yeah, whatever. Like, those two dudes are still MVP levels. You put Mike Trout in that, you get the MV3 again of Jim Edmund, Scott Rolen, Albert Pujols from back in the early 2000s, for those fans that don't know. But I'm just saying, though, like, Mike Trout, he's got to go.
Yeah, I mean, for me, before we move on to Judge, one thing, I'm not saying if he goes to a contender, they can move him to a legitimate contender. I don't think they have to swallow one penny. Because let's be honest, right? Rodriguez just signed for a corporation up there in Seattle. Soto's going to be doing it. Vladdy Guerrero's going to be doing it. Bo Bichette's probably going to be doing it. You know, the list goes. Aaron Judge is going to be doing it, right? So if they move him to a contender, if I'm a contender, I'm not even bothering asking Artie Moreno or the Angels for any money. I'll go ahead and suck it up because I'll take his chronic back, you know, with the chance of him being Mike Trout, all the accolades that he could accomplish. And I realize the same thing happened with Albert Pujols when he left Seattle or St. Louis. Thank God he's back home. But I'm taking that chance. And I'm not even asking him for that.
But that's my point, though. I don't know.
I'm not taking any money. So
I don't know if you give up as much of a haul, though, prospect-wise.
You maybe don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm the Angels, I eat some contract, and you're giving me your 1 through 5 prospects. Like,
at least you got options. Because if you're the Washington Nationals right now, C.J. Abrams is playing some pretty good baseball. Those young kids are starting to play some pretty good baseball. You're always going to remember Juan Soto like you always remember Bryce Harper, right? But those young kids that you got back, they're worth every penny.
I was going to say, and Soto hasn't really done too much either with San Diego to this point.
So they're loving life. They're loving life. So I apologize, Derek. Let's move on, Nolan. We got Aaron Judge there, and I know I want to try to get the Pujols at 697 before the break as well. So Aaron Judge, 56, 57, doesn't sign the contract, offseason, preseason. Who signs him and for what? I was struggling with this today myself. You know, you sit there and you go, oh, $500 million. He's right there as well. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think.
He's too old.
With his injury past and everything else, I'm looking at him getting a Carlos Correa type deal. $100 million, $150 million without every year if he wants to take advantage. I don't know. What's your thought?
I really want to say he's going to sign an 8-year, probably $270, $280 million range type contract, like right around that $35 million with an opt-out after probably years 2 and 3, give or take. But, I mean, it's one of those ones where if I'm Judge, I'm looking at it from all aspects. Like you said, I've got the injury history. I'm already over 30. Like, I'm on the wrong side of 30 right now. It's one of those ones where I think he's trying to get locked up for the remainder of his MLB playing career. But I mean, to who he's going to sign, that's a whole different ball game, because every team in the MLB would be crazy not to sign him, because that dude year in, year out leads jersey sales. Obviously, I mean, he's to me, he is the face of MLB. And the reason he's the face of MLB is because he is in New York and he plays for the Yankees. He doesn't play for the Mets. No disrespect to the Mets. But the Mets aren't the Yankees. The Mets aren't a global team the same way that the Yankees are a global team. People will buy a Yankees hat just because they can associate it with Aaron Judge. And that's not even just saying just because of Aaron Judge. Obviously, the Yankees have established their brand for many years. But I'm just saying, Aaron Judge, to me, I think he's going to sign that long-term just because of the injury history and just because, okay, I'm already 30. I'll be 31 by the time I sign my contract. That means I'm 39 by the time I'm retiring.
Pools, ties, breaks, A-Rod. My bigger one for you, just as we have 1 minute left before we got to wrap this part of the episode up. How classy was it? 697. I'm going to let those fans keep that ball because it means more to them than me. It's just another ball.
Well, I hope that girl's story was true. I really do. I mean, it's a terrible story. She said her dad passed away exactly a year ago. The girl they caught 697, or at least got 697 off of the ground. And Poole says, yeah, you can keep it. Just another ball to me. I think 700, he'll put that in his trophy case if he does end up getting there. Fingers crossed he gets there. But, I mean, the most important thing to me is he did it against right-handed pitching. The boon on him all year has been he can't hit the right-handed pitching. He hit 696 and 697 off of a right-handed pitcher. That proves to me that that guy can bat five hole in the playoffs for the St. Louis Cardinals. And that's what I'm pumped up about. But that story, yeah, that was a great story.
Without question, man. Without question. Just another accolade in his feather in his cap, so to speak, or whatever. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the third part of this show. And, hey, we're going to break it down and start talking about the teams and the wild cards and how tight it is.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered. And now at Staples, take up to 50% off select chairs and up to 75% off select desks. Plus, with 25% off Staples furniture support, we'll assemble your new furniture and guarantee it against wear and defects. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. Ends 9/3, in-store only.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You know what a booster shot can be like?
charging a cell phone. Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, a booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19, which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone, as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
All right, Dirtbags, time to bring this one home. Hey, no one said last week or whatever, and you know what? The reality is it hasn't changed much in a week or whatever. Now, the AL wild card, so much tighter, so much more, man, excitement and thrilling and game by game and the changes and stuff like that. So, Minnesota, tough week. Baltimore, tough week. Blue Jays, unbelievable. We go from third to first now in the wild card at this moment in time. Chicago White Sox not going away on the Cleveland Guardians at the AL Central. So, you know, Seattle still playing good baseball or whatever, but hey, lost that foothold on the top spot. Right there, what are they, half a game back or whatever? Rays, half a game back, but they got bumped by the Jays. They got the Jays right now. What is it? Jays have taken 2 out of 3, game one, lost the first game of the doubleheader there Tuesday, won game two behind a tired and fatigued Alex Manoah that threw in quality six innings, six plus innings for the Jays. There's another guy you want to talk about, great pitchers this year or whatever, and what he's doing and holding that fort steady. Man, amazing up there in Toronto. All right. But Nolan, that wild card, man, it's exciting ball right now because, hey, you got a new leader after every single day.
Yeah, and I mean, outside of the Houston Astros essentially clinching the AL West, the other two divisions are pretty much still up for grabs. Like, Jays are 6 games back, Tampa Bay's 6.5 back of the Yankees. You got the White Sox, 3.5 back of Cleveland. Minnesota's 5.5 back of Cleveland. Obviously, jumping into the wild card standings for the AL, you got Toronto half a game up on Seattle and Tampa Bay. Baltimore is 5 games back. Chicago White Sox 6.5 back. Minnesota 8.5 back. But if either of those teams pass the Cleveland Guardians, like all of a sudden, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like it's crazy right now, the AL. Like there's a lot of teams still in the hunt, which is completely different than the NL. Obviously, the NL, it's pretty much just Milwaukee versus San Diego and Philadelphia, seeing who can clinch that second and third wild card spot. But like, yeah, the AL, I mean, right now those top three teams that are holding on to the wild card spots, like half a game separating them. Jays 80-62, Seattle, Tampa Bay 79-62. Like, and that is huge though, because remember, whoever wins basically, like whoever the four seed is, gets the home field advantage for the wild card round. Whoever the five and six seed are, they have to play all three games on the road in whoever the top seeded team's home stadium is. So, I mean, it's one of those ones where you don't want to come up to Toronto as an opposing team right now. Like, because Toronto, I mean, we've experienced it here. Playoff atmosphere in Toronto, it's different. Those fans, they get rowdy. Tampa Bay, I can go down to Tampa Bay and play a playoff game because they're still only going to get maybe 15,000 fans. Like, Seattle's different. Seattle's the one that scares me because Seattle makes it in. Seattle's bullpen. I mean, we talked about it off the air yesterday, Kirk, but my goodness, Seattle's bullpen is nasty. They get a lead. They hold it down. Now, obviously, I mean, what was it? Tuesday night against Atlanta, Sunday night against Atlanta, they did end up blowing the lead there. And then, sure enough, Julio Rodriguez and Eugenio Suarez end up hitting back-to-back home runs pretty much to walk it off against Atlanta. But, I mean, either way, it's one of those ones where you're like, their starters can give me 6 innings. I go 7, 8, 9 with Andrew Munoz and the rest of the boys out there. Like, it's... It's scary.
And every one team, maybe two in the playoffs, is going to have this year's Jorge Soler from the Atlanta Braves last year on the offensive side, right?
Yep.
But you know, man, when you put together a staff from starters to closers, like you're talking about out there in Seattle, hey, they can go down that playoff road a long, long ways.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the Jays. That's why I'm still nervous about the Jays. Bo Bichette, what was he? He was ungodly. 500 average, 7 bombs, 10 million RBIs, 3 or 4 game winners. You know, you couldn't have had a bigger
right
week
now.
In right amateur now, yeah, baseball, let alone the MLB.
Yeah, right now he's AL Player of the Month. I don't even know. But he could suck probably the rest of the month and still win AL Player of the Month. That's how hot he was to start out this month.
That's what I said. But you look at the rest of that lineup, and there's not a lot of scary pieces right there. Vladdy Jr., I don't think he's had a lefty yard since August 29th, I think, was the last time he left the yard. He's sitting at 27, man. Now, again, hey, we all know Vladdy. When he gets hot, he just takes off. But I don't know, man. The Yankees are seem to be getting that lineup figured out. Hey, like you said, I mean, I like the Mariners. I like the energy out there. I like the completeness of both the offensive side of things plus the defensive side of things. The Astros, we've already talked about them, hate them or not. You got to respect what they do. They just go out and get it done.
Well, what's the one thing?
If I'm the AL, sir, yeah, go ahead.
What's the one thing that we always talk about when it comes playoff time? Playoff experience. Houston, yep. Astros are a team with tons of playoff experience. 3 World Series in the past 5 years, obviously. Right now, they're running the AL, so you don't want to face them, especially since it's looking like they're going to have home field advantage throughout. Yankees, obviously a team with playoff experience. But you're looking at the rest of them. Cleveland, a lot of young guys, not a lot of playoff experience. Toronto, no playoff experience. Seattle, no playoff experience. Tampa Bay, that's a scary team because they have playoff experience. And who's their one guy down there in Tampa Bay that's healthy and looks like he's starting to hit again? Randy Arozarena. Obviously, he's already won the CS MVP. He's been in the World Series MVP discussion the year that Tampa Bay lost it, obviously, to the Dodgers. But, like, you're looking at those lineups, and it's like, man, that's the type of stuff that in the back of your mind, you don't know how these players necessarily are going to do. But Seattle, the reason why I'm so gung-ho about Seattle this year is because of that bullpen. That bullpen lines up nice against a lot of teams. And that was the New York Yankees. We talked about it off the air yesterday again, 2018. Where you run out an Andrew Miller, you run out a Zach Britton, Dellin Betances, our oldest Chapman, all in their prime. And they were just guys that the second the game got to the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, you know, okay, bring those guys in. They're going to shut the door down. And that's exactly what Seattle's doing right now. It's crazy to me. And you know, in the playoffs, they shorten up their rotation like crazy. It's, hey, give me 5 innings and let the bullpen work. And right now, to me, Seattle, they had the best bullpen.
Yeah, and they got starters that have been doing that for the last 2 years, right? Marco Gonzalez, he's about a 5, maybe slides in a 6 inning. So he knows how to navigate 5. Robbie Ray is cleaned up a lot since about June 1st, really. He's cleaned up his season. He got off to an abysmal start after the big contract or whatever, but cleaned it up really nice for them and stuff. So it's looking good. But hey, we got about 5.5 in this part of the show left. So let's jump over to the NL. I mean, not a lot of movement in the last week, Nolan. The Braves dropped. They were tied a week ago when we did this show. They've dropped a couple. Obviously, the Dodgers went ahead and clinched it this week behind Kershaw or whatever. Julio Urias out there looks he just continues to dominate and rack up wins for the Dodgers, carrying on for that program and being their ace for that team. You know, Manny Machado tried to get the Dodgers fired up there a little bit on Friday night's game. Dave Roberts intentionally walked him, but he was 3-for-3, I think, before that. you know, and you're not going to pitch to them or whatever and not lose that game. I mean, it's a different type of a loss when you're talking about the Dodgers Padres at this point in the game's history. They're both the competitors. And Dave Roberts wants to win a World Series. He wants to get right back there and win that World Series. That's why you've got Mookie Betts. That's why you went out and you signed Freddie Freeman. They're going about business, and there's no looking sideways. I think they're already looking at New York Mets because they've clinched and figuring it out. How do we set this up, and how do we go kick their butts?
So here you go. Sticking with the Dodgers, all right. Do you think they get to 116? It's still mathematically possible. It is still mathematically possible for them to tie the all-time record.
I think it's a really good goal to set in order to keep the focus. In order to keep their focus. Let's jump over the Cardinals too or whatever and stuff like that, because it wasn't short sight. They might be the hottest team in baseball right now or whatever, the way they've been playing over the last 6 weeks. That Central Division just isn't as tough as the other divisions. So is it a deceiving hottest team going right now or whatever?
No. No, because they got the best offense in baseball since the All-Star break.
Okay.
And that's with Goldschmidt sucking from basically the middle of August on.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he hasn't really done too much. Obviously, he's fallen out of the Triple Crown. Now, mind you, I mean, falling out of the Triple Crown, he's still 7 points behind for average, 2 bombs behind, and 1 RBI behind. So it's not like he's really out of the race for Triple Crown. He's still got a good chance of doing it. Plus, when he gets hot again, like, you're looking at that lineup, though, up and down the Cardinals. I mean, obviously, it's not a Dodgers lineup. But, once again, they still have the best offense since the trade deadline. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the Cardinals, to me, you can't count them out. They had the best home record in baseball this year. Since the All-Star break or something like that. I think they were 2 games ahead of the Dodgers. It's... Obviously, they're not going to have home field advantage for anything outside of the wild card round, because I can't see them catching the New York Mets or the Atlanta Braves for that second spot in the National League. But like, you're looking at it, Brewers, obviously, they need to keep winning. Padres, I mean, I really don't know what the heck's going to happen with those two, because it's not like either of those teams are too great. St. Louis, though, the reason why I think it's going to be interesting for St. Louis, because they do have a West Coast trip at the end of the year. So they got San Diego, and they got the Dodgers for 3 games each. So 6 out of their remaining 20 are against those two teams out west. You know that that's going to be playoff atmosphere. That's got to get them ready. And then their last 6 are against Pittsburgh. So, I mean, you got to win at least 5 out of 6 of those in order to basically clinch the NL Central, if they haven't already clinched the NL Central by then. Because, I mean, they're 7 games up on the Brewers. You're looking at the rest of it. Obviously, you got, like you said, the Mets and Atlanta, it's a half-game difference right now. Dodgers, obviously, have clinched their... I don't know, man. Like, I hate the Dodgers just because the Dodgers can spend $320 million. But why wouldn't you spend $320 million? Like you said, your goal is to win a World Series every year. Go out, spend the money, bring in all the superstars, go win it.
And I hear you. I'm getting sick of them in there, too. It's like anything in sports, any sports, right? Like, there does come a time where you do get bored, and it is bad for the sport. You hate to say it. Even though it's your biggest markets, obviously, in all of baseball, it's still... You get to a point where it's like, okay, give me some new faces. Give me some. And I think that's why everybody's so excited about the Mariners, probably the Jays, maybe the Phillies with Bryce and stuff like that. Probably the Dodgers, whether you're voting for them to be in or out. It doesn't matter. So, but hey, you know what? Next week, who knows what we're going to be talking about? Who knows what team we're going to be talking about and where they are? So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back after the break with our final thoughts.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and it's time for your final thoughts. Nolan?
In one of the most lopsided trades in MLB history, Adam Wainwright in 2003 for... Well, it was him, Jason Marquez, and Ray King for J.D. Drew and some other guy. I don't even know who the heck he was. J.D. Drew obviously never really panned out with Atlanta. Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina, making history tonight. Start number 325 together, passing Mickey Lolick and Bill Freehand for the most all-time for a battery mate from the A or from either AL or NL. I don't know what else to say about those guys. Obviously, they're the greatest duo ever. They had the most wins ever, most starts ever. Yadier Molina catching Adam Wainwright. His ERA is about a run lower than with any other catcher. I mean, I don't know if Adam Wainwright's going to be a Hall of Famer or not. To me, borderline guy. I hope he gets in. I don't think he will, but I mean, I hope he does. Either way, you're looking at the career that both of these guys have had. Obviously, they're going to have a couple more starts before the year's said and done, but hell of a run. Watch the game tonight. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I hope everybody got to see just true dominance from Adam Wainwright. And I mean, hell, I know I'm going to watch it.
Hey, if you don't get into the Hall of Fame, the MLB Hall of Fame, Dirtbags, Nolan, we'll put them in the Dirtbag Baseball Nation Hall of Fame because that's what dirtbags are. Those two guys personified dirtbag. Dustin Pedroia personified being a dirtbag. Give your team every ounce of you every game, every year. That's all you can do. That's all you can ask for. You get up, you get after it, you get dirty every single day. Truly, truly dirtbags. Nation, make sure you follow us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You want a hat, you want a pair, go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll get you hooked up and rolling. The college playbook is on there. Hey, we can't thank you enough for listening. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.